Hey, Tamara here, Inside Launchery Podcast. This is the place to be if you want to elevate your game, reach a higher level of performance, and be the everyday innovator you are meant to be. I want to cover something that I think is the subtle sabotager to a lot of our efforts. You know, when you set a goal, or when you try to elevate your game, or you're trying to reach a new level of performance, you want to innovate and you want to be that innovator. I think the thing that we're going to cover today is actually the subtle sabotager to that. And that is something called cognitive dissonance. Don't worry, I know that's a big academic word. I didn't even know what it meant. I spent the last month doing a bunch of research on it. But this thing called cognitive dissonance is the thing that is subtly sabotaging those efforts. So what I want to do today, I want to dig in. I want to explain what it is. I want to explain how it shows up so that you know how to recognize it. And then I want to give you the top tools for overcoming it. And oh, by the way, that I've turned into a download for you as well on our website. So let's talk about this big word, cognitive dissonance. Now, if you see me, if you're watching the YouTube, you'll see me looking at my notes every now and again, but I want to make sure to get this right. So here's what cognitive dissonance is. It is the mental discomfort that results from holding two conflicting beliefs, attitudes, or behaviors. So think about that for a second. It is the mental discomfort, the anxiety, the stress, maybe even a little bit of sadness or depression, the frustration that happens because we're holding in our brains these two conflicting beliefs or attitudes, behaviors at the same time. Like, I'm a strong innovator. And yet on the other hand, the other voice in your head says, why should anybody listen to you? You're not worthy. You know what I'm saying? Does that happen in your world? So it used to be believed that we could only hold one belief or one thought at a time. What research has really now uncovered is we absolutely can hold two beliefs, maybe even more. And what cognitive dissonance is when those two beliefs are conflicting. I am a super fit, healthy individual. I can't stick to a diet to save my life. Whatever it is for you, as I'm going through this podcast, I want you to think about where you might have cognitive dissonance, where you are holding two conflicting beliefs at the same time. Because what I discovered in my research and what I've experienced and I've seen in our work, what other people have experienced is when we're holding those two conflicting beliefs, it actually holds us back from achieving our goals. It actually stops us. Think about it for a second. If you're over there saying, on one hand, your belief is I'm an everyday innovator. I have all these great ideas. And then the other part of your voice is saying, you're not worthy, you don't have enough experience, what happens? Do you speak up in that meeting or do you stay quiet? You stay quiet. Do you launch that product to the world or do you keep it to yourself? You keep it to yourself. So I wanna give us some tools to go over this. The effect of cognitive dissonance is real and it shows up in a lot of different ways in our lives. So I wanna talk about that first before we go into the tools because I think it'll help you understand. So those of you who know me well know that I'm an open book, full transparency. And I wrote down all these places where I experienced cognitive dissonance because I wanted you to see all the different ways it shows up. And I want you to think about where this conflicting beliefs show up in your world and where it actually may be holding you back from taking your game to the next level, speaking up in that meeting, going after that new project, that new idea. So let me share these with you, and they're in no particular order. You're going to see they're all over the place. But again, I'm sharing these because I think it's going to spark some thoughts in you of, oh, wow, you know what? I didn't realize it. I actually am having some cognitive dissonance, some discomfort around conflicting beliefs in this area. And that's part of the reason I'm holding back. It's part of the reason I'm not moving forward. All right. So on one hand, I have this belief that I'm a super fit athlete. I mean, obviously, right? Like I train for Ironmans, I do CrossFit competitions, I work out almost every day. Ironically, on the other side, I also have this belief that I can't lose weight because I never have control over my food, right? That's the place where I eat emotionally. I definitely eat emotionally. So on one hand, I have this belief that I'm super fit and behaviors to back it up. Yet on the other hand, I have this belief that I don't control food. And guess what? I have behaviors to back that up too. So that's one. And you can imagine, by the way, how that, having that holds me back from achieving my fitness goals, because how am I supposed to achieve my goals if those two beliefs are fighting against each other? And that's what happens. They fight against each other. Okay, the second one is I'm this super innovative, creative person. And on the other hand, sometimes I have this belief of, well, I can't break through to the next level. When I get stuck, sometimes that stuck turns into a belief, and those beliefs fight against each other. You know, I have this belief that I'm high energy and always on the go, right? If you talk to other people, they'll always tell you, tomorrow's so high energy, right? I talk fast, I move fast, I'm always doing something. You know, on the other hand, I also have this belief that I'm so tired, I need to rest more. I should probably rest before I get to that like piece of work. So I'm not gonna lie, I take a nap every day. And part of that's because I don't get 8 hours of sleep every night. I go to bed later because I got kiddos, and then I get up early to work out. But you can see how those two would really fight against each other. Like, here I am, I've got this belief and behaviors to back it up of being this high energy person. Yet on the other hand, I have this belief and behaviors to back it up that I'm tired and I need rest. And when those two beliefs conflict, I don't get to the work I'm supposed to do, and I let the rest part take over. Another one is, I'm highly accountable and see myself as responsible. Totally true. I'm all about self-accountability, self-responsibility. Yet the other day I caught myself with this belief of, well, why hasn't universe helped me yet? I had a friend who got this super big game-changing project. And I was like, where's mine, universe? Where's my help? Well, I didn't realize it, but the more I thought about it, those two beliefs conflict. Here I am, I'm highly accountable. I control my outcomes, my actions. Yet here I am also with this belief that the universe should be helping me. So those two actually conflict with each other. And the last one is, right, here I am. I believe, and again, I have behaviors to back it up, that I'm a pioneer in the human-centered innovation space, right? I'm pioneering this whole new space just about like how we as humans innovate versus the process and the culture of it. Yet on the other hand, I have this belief because of one experience I had years ago that I don't carry myself professionally enough for people to take me seriously. Well, it's hard for me to be a pioneer and push forward when I'm also like, oh, I don't know if people are taking me seriously. I should change who I am. They work against each other. So I know this sounds like a self-therapy session, but that's not how I mean it. I share these because I want you to really think about what's happening in your world and where those conflicting beliefs are working against you. You can absolutely have them. I mean, again, talking about I'm super fit and then talking about I have no control over food, do you think that helps or hurts my ability to get to my fitness goals? Of course it hurts it. If I'm over here saying, you know, I'm this pioneer and I have this these unbelievably important things to say to the world that's gonna impact people on one hand, yet on the other hand, I believe that I don't carry myself professionally enough. Well, those are gonna conflict. I might not speak up as much as I would have otherwise. I might not own who I am. I might try to change my approach, right, because of what someone said. So cognitive dissonance, the thing to understand about this is a couple things. One is it creates incredible discomfort. So not only is it stopping you and hurting you in terms of reaching your next level, but it also creates anxiety, frustration. Like when things aren't in alignment inside your mind, anxiety, stress, kind of whatever word or emotion works for you that has us out of alignment, that's what happens. I also think that when we have cognitive dissonance, when we have conflicting beliefs, it creates really detrimental self-sabotaging behaviors. So not just discomfort that comes from it, but actually sabotaging behaviors. I'm going to share two with you that upon reflection, I'm going to share three with you after realizing the power of these conflicting beliefs and how it's impacting me in my life. And because I wanted to do the same for you, I want to share these self-sabotaging experiences with you because I think this is where the real side effects happen. This is where we really feel the consequences of being out of alignment. So one is kind of personal, one is business, and one is fitness. So the first one, the personal one, has to do with washing your face. Go with me for a second. I know that sounds a little weird. So, you know, here I am. I believe that I'm this buttoned up, you know, professional person, or I'm this like, you know, successful businesswoman. Yeah, on the other hand, I would have this belief of I'm not worthy that was nagging at me. And what I found is it created these really weird self-sabotaging behaviors. Like I wouldn't wash my face before I went to bed at night. Why? Because why would I? Who cares? I don't matter. What I say doesn't matter. I know, right? Like, can you believe that? Like, why would I not wash my face at night It wasn't because I was lazy or tired. It was because I was self-sabotaging, because here I am. I'm this incredibly successful woman, but this little voice about you're not worthy would create these funny little self-sabotaging behaviors along the way. And not washing my face was one of them. It was like I was punishing myself for even having the positive belief. The negative belief was trying to chip away at the positive belief. Because then you don't wash your face at night, and then you wake up with like makeup all over your face. It's not good. It's not a good behavior. So I know that sounds a little odd, but think about it in your world. Like, where do you have self-sabotaging behaviors that are showing up in all these tiny little ways? I'll give you a business one that I could just kick myself for. So years ago, I had created a line of t-shirts called Creativities, T-E-E-S. It was all about wearing your creativity on your sleeves. So it's like turned impossible, the word impossible, into I'm possible. So think about things sideways. It's all these cool shirts. I worked with a designer, absolutely loved them. I was so excited about these t-shirts. I felt like they were the creative armor that we all needed to walk around in to feel better about ourselves, to feel more creative. You know, sometimes it just takes that little thing to push us into a more innovative space. Well, I thought these t-shirts were it. Now, somehow back in the day, this was a little bit before kind of online was everything. I got into Nordstrom's. I got a buyer from Nordstrom's willing to look at my shirts. Don't even know how I made that happen. Like, how is that even possible? Right? That's a huge deal. That's like feat number one. A buyer said, yeah, those sound interesting. Send me your shirts. Guess what? After I got off the phone, what should I have done? Well, obviously, I should have put together the most amazing, beautiful display box and put in these shirts and FedExed them to her to get there at 8 a.m. the next morning. But did I? No. I didn't send those shirts for 4 days. And I sent them in a janky old reused box with like maybe some filler, but no flair to it, no marketing to it, nothing. Now, did I get into Nordstrom's? Of course not. But let's kind of rewind for a second and see what I did. I totally self-sabotaged because on one hand, I believed that, oh my gosh, these shirts were the bomb diggity and everybody should have them. But yet on the other hand, I was like, who am I to get into Nordstrom's? That would never happen to someone like me. That's what I believed. I believed that it was never gonna happen anyway. So why bother putting in the effort? Yet I believe in these shirts. You see how those two conflict and created self-sabotaging behavior. I waited 4 days and put it in a janky old box when had I really believed it and when I really been able to manage that cognitive dissonance, even realized what was going on, I would have jumped at the opportunity and done my absolute best to get into Nordstrom's, but I didn't. I self-sabotaged. And upon reflection, I believe it's because I had these conflicting beliefs that created this behavior. And I was not aware of it, and I didn't push through it. Now, as I said, I'm going to give you 3 tools to help you push through cognitive dissonance. I think it's important. Awareness is a big thing, but I also think important that you have real tools to overcome it. Those tools are also in a download on my website. I highly encourage you to go do it. If you go to the podcast page for this podcast, if you're listening to, if it's on iTunes or other podcast players, if you go to my website, go to launchstreet.com. And then go to the podcast, go to this cognitive dissonance podcast. You'll see the link to get the download. So that's the second one. The third one is with CrossFit competition. So I used to do a ton of them, not because I actually was going to the games or anything, but for charity, for fun, to hang out with my friends. But I'm highly competitive. So they meant a lot to me, right? But here's the funny thing. Here's the self-sabotaging behavior. And I think you can guess why. The night before, I would eat like shit. So almost ruining my chances, not ruining, making it harder for me to perform at my peak the next day, even though I knew it was necessary. Well, why would I do that? Because on one hand, I believed myself to be like a super CrossFitter, you know, like super fit. Yet on the other hand, I also believe like, well, I'm not going to win anyway. Like I would minimize it. I'm just doing it for fun. I'm not that fit. I'm not that much of a winner. So I would have these two conflicting beliefs. I'm not that much of a winner. Look at me, I'm a super CrossFitter competing. Well, that created that self-sabotaging behavior of eating like shit. Because then when I lost the next day, I was like, well, I had Chick-fil-A the night before, right? No offense, Chick-fil-A, love you, but not the night before a competition. You see, I believe that this cognitive dissonance, these conflicting beliefs that we have even greater negative consequences than discomfort. That is a big deal, right? None of us want to feel stressed out all the time, but I think it actually causes self-sabotaging behaviors. So with that, let's talk about the three tools that you can implement right now to help you overcome the negative consequences of cognitive dissonance, which again, are everything from anxiety, holding ourselves back, frustration, anger, rage, feeling paralyzed and not doing anything, feeling safe, but like we didn't go after the thing we're supposed to do, and most importantly, self-sabotaging behaviors. So let's talk about that. Here are the three tools that you can use. Tool number one is put more check marks in the belief column. Put more check marks in the belief column. Here's what I mean by that. I want you to start tracking all the proof points in your day that prove the positive, not the negative belief. So let's say I'm just going to use fitness because it's the easiest example, but it applies to everything in work and life. So let's say I'm over here like, I'm super fit, I'm athletic, and I've got this nagging voice of like, food doesn't control you. You're really not that fit. You're not that dedicated. Well, I woke up. I had a good night's sleep. Check. That's going down, right? I drank my water in the morning. Check. That's going down. I stood up at my desk. Check. I stretched out a little bit. Check. Whatever it is. You get the point. The more check marks we have in our belief column, the stronger that belief gets. Because here's the thing. Your brain needs validation. So when you're showing it proof that that positive is going to outweigh the negative, you're going to head in that direction. So put more check marks in the belief column, and not just mentally. I would highly encourage you to write them down. All right. The second one is add new beliefs that stack up and even overshadow the negative belief. So if you see me on YouTube, you can see I've got my hands up. I've got one with my ring on and one that's not my ring finger. So here's what I'd say. Let's say the one with my ring is the positive beliefs. Those are like bricks, right? Stacking. And the one without my ring is the negative beliefs, my left hand. Okay, that's my negative. They're equal and they're fighting each other. So what I want to do is I want to take these positive beliefs and I want to make those bricks stack so high on the positive side that it outweighs and overshadows the negative side. So I believe I'm fit. I believe I love water. I believe I work out every day. I believe I'm a strong innovator. I believe I have good ideas. I believe I'm a good problem solver. I believe that people need to hear what I have to say. You get the point, whatever it is. And then with this one, what I would encourage you to do is then make sure that you're adding behaviors that validate that belief. Okay, it's one thing to have beliefs, but then your brain needs validation, right? Behaviors are gonna validate that. That's why the check marks work so well too. See how they all kind of work together? And the third one is, you want to make the positive belief or attitude so much more attractive and the negative one so much worse. So basically, you want to create a gap between the two. I'm going to go back to fitness. Let's say it's like on the attractive positive side, you want to make it super attractive. So you're like, when I get fit, right? When I lose my weight, gain my muscle, whatever it is, I will have way more energy. I will be excited. I'll look good in my clothing. My partner will think I look good. Oh yeah, and I'm going to a wedding in 3 months, so everybody will be commenting about how much weight I've lost, right? That creates a super attractive scenario that's gonna pull me towards it. Now the negative needs to be worse. I'm gonna feel unattractive. My partner's not gonna wanna have sex with me. I'm gonna be so low energy. I'm gonna sleep the day away. I'm gonna go to the wedding and be insecure and never get on the dance floor. So, and I'm not saying any of those are true, by the way. I'm just saying you want to stack them both and separate them out so much that the attractive, the positive pulls you forward and the negative is so bad that it pushes you away from it, like a magnet going in the other direction. So you want to create a gap between them. So the three tools, and again, this is a download. You don't have to remember this. You don't have to stop your car. Just go to my website and get the download. So the three that I want you to remember, and again, you can go to our website and download this. And in fact, the download has a place for you to put the kind of where you're experiencing cognitive dissonance, how it's showing up for you, and then these tools. So you don't got to pull over. You don't need to write it down. Just go to my site and pull it up on that page. So the three are, number one, put more check marks in the belief column. Write down every single little time that you prove the positive side. Two, add new beliefs so that they stack up, overwhelm, overshadow the negative ones, and then create behaviors to back them up. But we want to just overwhelm the positive side. And then the third one is we want to create a gap between the positive and the negative belief, so that we want to create a gap and we want that positive to be so amazing, so good, that it pulls us in that direction. Check marks, stacking, pulling in that direction. I'm glad I could share this with you. I hope that my sharing some of mine in the beginning and really being honest about that gives you a sense of where you might have those. I think, again, it shows up as frustration, anxiety, discomfort. Like, I just don't feel right. Like, I'm just not in alignment. And I think most negatively, it shows up as self-sabotaging behaviors like I shared with you. But here's the good news. As I also shared, you can overcome them. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. What a pleasure to be with you all and to share this. More to come. And hey, and if you've got a topic that you want me to cover, someone you want me to interview, just shoot me an email. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Tamara out.